Hi, and welcome to this second episode in the Windows 10 Narrator series. And in this particular episode, I want to go through and identify the narrator keys that you use to perform narrator commands. And I also want to show you the keyboard learning mode, which Microsoft calls input learning, and that'll complete this particular episode. First of all, let me identify the actual narrator keys on your keyboard, and they are your caps lock key. So if I came down on the bottom left hand side of my current keyboard here and go straight up the column of keys, I've got control, shift, and then caps lock. So that's your caps lock key. And then your other narrator key, if your keyboard has it, is the insert key. And depending on what type of keyboard you've got, for example, on a full-size keyboard with a numpad, of course, the insert key is your zero key on that numeric keypad. And the way that Narrator works is that you can have both caps lock and insert on at the same time, or one or the other. You can have caps lock or the insert key running. So that's the narrator keys, caps lock and insert. And I'm going to do a narrator command now. I'm actually going to hold down the caps lock key in this case, and I'm going to press 1 on my top row of my keyboard.
Input learning on.
And I've gone into input learning mode. This allows me to press any key on the keyboard and all narrator commands as well, if I want to learn what the commands are. So if I press my home row on my keyboard here, so A, S,
S,
D,
D,
F,
F,
G,
G,
and then
semicolon,
L, K, J,
H,
and H coming from the other side. All right, so that's the keys, and I can explore my whole keyboard. So I've got the Type Surface Smart Keyboard on my Surface Pro here. So if I go down to my bottom left-hand side of my keyboard and hit a key.
Control.
It's going to say Control. Now, FN, it's not going to say anything. If I hit the Windows key.
Windows.
It says Windows. If I hit the Alt key.
Alt.
It says Alt. Hit the space bar.
Space.
I'm going to do space bar. If I go to the right of the space bar.
Alt.
Alt again. Next key to the right.
Context menu.
Context menu. Or as I like to keep remembering, Shift F10. Next key to the right.
Left arrow.
Is left arrow, then
down arrow.
Down arrow, and then
right arrow.
Right arrow. All right. And of course, if I went to the top of the keyboard on the far left hand side, I've got
escape.
Escape. And the far right hand side,
delete.
I've got delete. And if I come back to the left of delete,
F12.
F12.
F11.
F10. F10, and so on. And I can also do narrator keys as well. So for example, if I do caps 1, for example.
Caps lock. 1. Toggle input learning. Press again to turn off.
Okay, so that was caps 1 that I went into keyboard or input learning mode with. And of course, as it just said, if I pressed it twice in a row, that would exit me out of input learning. And of course, I'm holding down the first key, the narrator key, in this case, the caps lock key, and pressing the second key. If I do caps lock and T,
caps T, read window title,
is window title, and so on. If I actually touch my Surface Pro screen with one finger,
press or drag with a single finger, read item under cursor.
Okay, press or drag with a single finger. If I flick to the left.
Flick left with one finger. Move to previous item.
Okay, move to previous item. If I flick to the right.
Flick right with one finger. Move to next item.
Move to next item, flicking to the right. And if I double tap with one finger.
Tap twice with one finger. Do primary action.
Okay, double tap with one finger. It says do primary action. I activate something. So input learning extends from not only the keyboard, but also to the touch screen as well. If you've also got an external keyboard plugged in, which I've got here, my USB keyboard here, you can also use the learning mode to explore that keyboard. So I've not actually used this keyboard for quite a long time. So I'm going to familiarize myself with the bottom left-hand keys here, going from left to right. So I'm going to hit the first key on the bottom left-hand side.
Control.
It's Control.
Windows.
Windows.
Context menu.
Context menu.
Alt.
And Alt. And if I come over to the far right-hand side, and this is actually on the keyboard with a numeric keypad, I'm going to hit the right-hand side key on the bottom.
Enter.
Is enter, and then
delete.
Delete, and then
insert. Narrator
insert.
Key.
Okay, so there's my insert key, and it also said narrator key. So let's try an insert key on this external USB keyboard. So I'm going to do insert plus 1.
Insert 1. Toggle input learning. Press again to turn off.
Okay, so toggle input learning. And let's try insert F12 on this keyboard. Now, I have actually got tactile markers on this keyboard because It's not a standard 101 keyboard. It's a pretty well squashed up keyboard. I can't remember what the name of the brand is now. So let's try insert F12.
F12, recurrent time and date.
So that's recurrent time and date. And let me just find out what these keys are to the right of that F12 on my keyboard here.
Print screen.
Print screen.
Insert.
Insert. Oh, that's another insert key. And it also said, no, let me see if that works. Top insert and F12.
F12, recurrent time and date.
Oh, very cool. That worked beautifully. All right. Key to the right of that.
Delete.
Is delete. And then
home.
End.
Pause.
Pause.
Scroll lock on.
And scroll lock on. Now, just a final tip. If you want to use the caps lock key, you would press it twice to override the narrator function. So if I want to turn caps lock on, I'm going to press twice.
Caps lock. Narrator key. Caps lock on.
Okay. And if I want to turn it off, I'm going to press it again twice.
Caps lock. Narrator key. Caps lock off.
And of course, the reason why it was so noisy was because I'm still using my external keyboard here. All right, let me come out of keyboard learn mode or input learning mode. And I'm going to do it on my external keyboard here. I'm going to press caps lock and number one.
Caps lock, one. Toggle input learning. Press again. Caps lock, one. Input learning off.
And there we go. We're out. So in summary, our narrator keys are the caps lock and the insert key, which can be both active at the same time. Or you can actually have caps lock on or insert on. And as I said, with the caps lock key function, if you want to use it, you press the caps lock key twice to turn the caps lock key on, or press it twice again to turn it off, because the first time you press it, of course, it belongs to the narrator command sequence. And then we went into input learning mode, which was caps lock number one on the top row of the keyboard, not F1, but number one. And of course, the narrator sequences that I demoed are things like caps one for input learning mode, and you press caps lock one twice to exit the input learning mode. And of course, if you've got both keys turned on, you can also press insert one for input learning, etc. And also said you can actually use the input learning mode to explore the keyboard. So ASDF, control, alt, windows, spacebar, context menu key, etc. And I demonstrated that both on my Type Surface keyboard here and also my very weird USB keyboard that I've got plugged into the Surface Pro as well. Input learning extends from not only the keyboard but also to the touchscreen as well. But anyway, that's the completion of this episode 2 for identifying the narrator keys and input learning straight keyboard learning mode. And I hope you've enjoyed the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.